optically is always the best.
It's always the best. Wow.
Inside the reopened Kellogg Observatory at the Buffalo Museum of Science, astronomer Tim Collins was answering questions from an enthusiast. Collins will soon be hosting many guests who will get to use the restored 8-inch Lundeen Refractor Telescope to observe celestial objects. Marisa Wigglesworth, museum president and CEO, explains their weekly program about to launch.
We'll be doing our primary nighttime viewings on Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 p.m., of course, after the skies get dark. And because viewing is so weather-dependent, we'll be opening up reservations for each day's viewing just that morning.
Back under the dome.
We are going to begin with the Planetpalooza. Is that a word? I guess I'll make a new word here. I think I just got a new program name now.
Collins says this season there are multiple planets available for good viewing, starting with Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn, and later Mars. Uranus and Neptune will appear in the evening sky this fall. But what about the lights from downtown Buffalo? Collins was asked how much that may affect viewing from the museum rooftop.
It will be a hindrance. It kind of always has been, but with the tracking software we have now, it takes the need for the visual aspect of it, the manual aspect of finding something, out of it a little. So just for fine-tuning, it'll be a little issue. But as long as we get in the right general area and we have a decently bright object, like, say, the Andromeda Galaxy, that won't be a problem at all.
Collins says people who may not have had the chance to look through a larger telescope will get a feeling of awe, like he did when he first got to use this restored telescope. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.